It's the 8th of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A former solicitor from Luton who pleaded guilty to 15 counts of fraudulent activity with clients will serve 7.5 years in prison. Flora Mendes was formally prevented from practising law in 2015 but continued her legal practice. Mendes falsely exploited the Home Office immigration amnesty provision for survivors of the Grenfell Tower tragedy in an attempt to provide residence in the UK for 14 individuals. The 45-year-old charged each person almost £3,000 for her services. Though unqualified, she also provided immigration guidance to 5 people caught up in the Windrush scandal. Authorities have seized her assets worth almost £750,000. 17 cats in one Luton property were recently rescued by Cat Welfare Luton. The charity, founded and run by Sally Ainsbury for 2.5 decades, has now exceeded its capacity. Donations and adoptions by the public would be welcome so that continued rescue services for additional felines can be provided. Paul Arnott from Bedfordshire has taken close to a week cleaning out the filth left by other climbers in an emergency shelter on the UK's highest mountain, Ben Nevis. The 29-year-old, who started climbing at a young age, has made several trips up and down the Scottish mountain carrying bags of disgusting rubbish that included bodily fluids. The social media influencer and adventurer, who has 92,000 followers on TikTok, said, "It's a way of giving back to the mountains and the community." Lifestyle website Muddy Stilettos has recognised excellence in 2 Bedford Borough businesses. The Place Theatre in Bedford received the Best Arts, Culture and Theatre Award, and Felmersham's The Sun Inn took the prize in the Best Destination Pub category. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.